Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs.
Oh boy.
Where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Jurors say she was not guilty. Well, at least some of them say she was not guilty. So why is Karen Reed being retried for murder? Now, with jury selection now underway for Karen Reed's second trial in the death of Boston police officer John O'Keefe, her legal team is throwing a Hail Mary to the U.S. Supreme Court. Their argument that trying her on charges the jury allegedly already agreed she didn't commit violates her Fifth Amendment rights, specifically protection against double jeopardy. This is a bold move to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. It's not the Supreme Court of Massachusetts. It's the United States of America. Now, just because you submit a case there doesn't mean they're going to hear it. They're very selective. And a case like this, if they were to rule on something like this, this idea that a jury can make their decision, it be read aloud in court, everybody goes home, game over, and then a couple after the fact come and say, well, no, we really did acquit her on that, but we didn't know where to check the box, and we didn't want to tell anybody that's how we felt, but that's how we really felt. Can you imagine the upheaval that that would cause in our judicial system on basically almost every case imaginable?
It would be huge.
It basically means that a jury could, after the fact, go get more information, theoretically, come back and say, we changed our mind. It's a bold move considering the original trial ended in a mistrial, not an acquittal. But here's where it gets messy. According to Reed's attorneys, the jury didn't just stall out completely. They allegedly reached unanimous agreement that she was not guilty on two of the three charges, including the most serious, second-degree murder. The jury just never announced it in court. Now, I'm not here to say that I don't believe them. I'm just saying it wasn't done correctly. And if it's not done correctly, you can't argue it to the Supreme Court. You can't. I mean, this is... I'm sorry it wasn't done that way. There needs to be more fail safes in place so everyone's opinion can be heard correctly. And ultimately, that's up to Judge Bev. And that technicality could change everything. The defense says this silent consensus should still count as an acquittal. I get it, but it can't. But because no formal verdict was read, Massachusetts courts have already ruled that their retrial is fair game. So now her lawyers are asking for the highest court in the land to intervene. Of course, the case stems from Reed's 2022 arrest after O'Keefe's body was found in the snow outside a home in Canton, Massachusetts. Prosecutors say Reed, allegedly drunk, hit him with her SUV and drove away, leaving him to die in the cold. She was initially charged with manslaughter, leaving the scene of an accident and DUI. Later, the charge was bumped up to second-degree murder. Reed has pled not guilty to all charges, and her defense team argues that she's a scapegoat framed by others connected to the case. During her first trial in 2024, jurors started deliberating on June 25th for nearly a week. They sent notes to the judge saying that they were deadlocked. And then eventually on July 1st, with no end in sight, Judge Beverly Cannoni declared mistrial. No verdict was read, no charges were resolved, or so it seemed. That's when the jurors started talking. The next day, Juror A reached out to Reed's attorney, Alan Jackson. Unfortunately, he reached Alan Jackson, the country singer. And
no.
The phone was answered with, do a little bitty, itty, bitty, bitty, no, and then he said, have you forgot? Oh, that was Daryl Worley. Where were you when the world stopped turning was Alan Jackson.
That's the one you're thinking of, yeah.
Yep. Where were you when Karen hit? And he did a new version of the song just for them. And said the panel had unanimously agreed she wasn't guilty of the murder charge. Then came jurors B, C, and D, sharing similar statements. One even leaving a voicemail for prosecutors saying it was not guilty on second degree. Texts from Juror B added, no one thought she hit him on purpose or even knew that she had hit him. So why does all of this matter? Because if true, it means a jury had decided she wasn't guilty of murder. And according to the Constitution, once you've been acquitted, the government doesn't get a second swing. But here, since no one ever said it out loud in court, the legal system treats it like it never happens.
Oof.
I want to see the piece of paper. I want to see that, because if you have that, if on the sheet where it says manslaughter, second degree murder, and whatever the other charge is, and you got, because there was places to X, if all of them were not, if you can find unanimous consent in those areas, I think you got a case. But if you don't, you don't.
Good point.
So that's where that, and you need like all of the, that would be the only way I could see justifiably you could take this to the Supreme Court. It's not like there's a high likelihood that this happened or that you really think it happened. It doesn't matter because it's the Supreme Court. So you better have your ducks in a row with no way that you can possibly argue otherwise. If you got that, you might have something. The defense argues that a dangerous technicality is going on here. They say that the judge should have asked the jury whether they had reached a verdict on any specific counts before sending them home. I agree. Without that, the system is effectively ignoring what the jury allegedly decided behind closed doors. But I don't know, because I've argued that one before with several legal people. And I believe there's something, and I could be wrong. So if somebody's going to scream at me, just be nice, because I'm telling you, I don't know this for sure. But I believe there's something in Massachusetts where that cannot be done just as described. There's some sort of statute that, so that would be something to look at. I could be wrong. If you can provide the accurate information otherwise, I'd love to hear it in the comments on YouTube. If the Supreme Court agrees with Reed's team, the second degree murder and leaving the scene charges could be dropped. She'd still face manslaughter, but that's a whole different ballgame compared to the potential life sentence. In the meantime, jury selection in her second trial, it's on the way, and no surprises, dozens of potential jurors have opinions about the case. Karen Reed's name alone has become a lightning rod in Boston, part of true crime obsession, part of courtroom soap opera drama, part of public debate over police power and justice. But behind the noise is a very real constitutional question. If a jury says you're not guilty, but doesn't say it in the right way, can the state still come after you again? I guess we are about to find out. What do you think?
You know, one of the things that I've always brought up when talking to people who are well-versed in law, because I'm truly not, I'm not an attorney. I live with one, but that doesn't mean that I am one.
Of course it does. If you are whatever you live with. So if you lived with a drag queen, you would be a drag queen. If you lived with a proctologist, you would be a proctologist.
Boy, you went there, didn't you?
You just got to be careful on who you're with.
Yeah, no kidding. But, you know, one of the things that I've often talked about was if the Miranda rights aren't read properly to you.
Yeah.
Anything that you say then, I mean, the issue is we have laws that we have to abide by in this country. We have a way of doing things. We have procedures. We have things that are written out. And right now in our world, things are upside down.
Yeah.
There's, and I'm not going to go into politics, no. But things are being said that, no, this is how we do things. And then things are done differently. So we're kind of upside down in this world right now.
It's almost like, what can you get away with? It's not like, okay, well, here's the rule. And we clearly know the rule, but we're going to do it differently and see if anybody catches us and ask for forgiveness later. And if we don't get it, well, the damage has already been done.
And that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
You know, you could have somebody tell you that they committed a murder as the police are cuffing them, but they were never read their Miranda rights. Mm-hmm. Everything goes out the window because guess what? That is something that you are afforded in this country, is you are given that statement for a reason. It's the way that we abide by our laws and the way that our justice system works. And in this courtroom, if procedure was not followed, everything comes crumbling down.
Well, here's the thing with this case. Again, I could be wrong. Tell me in the comments if I am on YouTube.
Again, be nice.
And please. Be nice, because I'm being respectful about this. I'm not saying I'm right. But from what I've understood from the many legal people I've talked to, and it's not just Coffin Daffer. Many, many people, FBI, far other attorneys, all this. I believe procedure was followed. I think there is a flaw in the procedure process there. I think that's what the issue is in Massachusetts.
And if I'm correct, Massachusetts law, then there isn't anything to discuss.
There isn't, but that's where we should look at this as a problem of this could happen this way, and this is not good because it screws everything up. Where that should be adjusted and changed. Now, again, I could be completely wrong on that. Different states have different rules on how these things can be presented to the court, how they can be presented after a jury rules. And it's because it's one way in this state doesn't mean it's that way in that state. It's not how that works. And from everything I've understood, things were done as they're supposed to, or as they can be in Massachusetts. Again, I could be possibly wrong on this. I'd love to hear someone's argument, not opinion, but actual fact of what is the rule? How was it violated? Again, you can't look at something and just say, because it looks this way, it should be that way.
Right. That's opinion.
Yeah. So I'm looking for actual fact, not just, no. What's the fact? What is the rule? How was it? It's very black and white in those sort of areas. And yeah, I mean, again, at the end of the day, and I've said this before, if you're just listening for the first time, I don't think she should have been charged with second degree murder. Could it be manslaughter? I think that's up in the air. I think we don't really know the facts. I think at the end of the day, they botched this investigation so horribly that she gets basically a get out of jail free card. Honestly, had they done the investigation by the book, how they should have, you'd have a much stronger case and you could argue it, but because they screwed up so horribly, and I'm not saying they planted evidence. I'm not saying this or that.
Right.
I'm not saying they didn't, but if we're just going by the books and saying they just did their job horribly, then it's really hard to charge somebody with a crime like that. And their third party that went in and did the review of everything, they came back saying horrible police work. Not a cover-up, horrible police work, horrible investigation. And there's all the details of that. There's another video on our channel that literally breaks down the 100-and-some pages of that document. But you have that. And that, to me alone, if the investigation that you're basing this whole case on was so messed up and so screwed up, then you don't have a case. And as much as you want justice for John O'Keefe, you may never get it. But who can you thank for that? His fellow police officers who didn't do their frickin' job.
Especially for a fellow officer, you would think that,
yeah,
first of all, that they would follow the book on everything for any case.
Yeah.
But especially making sure every box is checked because this is one of their fellow officers.
Yeah. And then after that, you just basically have a big fire pit going on and people pouring more gasoline onto it left and right. And then it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger when it never even had to be. And lives are destroyed and ruined and harassment goes on and people are traumatized. All this stuff that never needed to happen. Why? Because the officers that were entrusted with doing a thorough investigation effed this thing up so badly that we will never know the truth about it.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly with a vendetta with Proctor. Proctor clearly did not like Karen Reed. And that's your main investigator on this thing. So at the end of the day, who do we blame? It's Proctor who screwed this whole damn thing up. And you have a lot of bad acts after that that went out and really made this thing far worse than it ever needed to be.
Because it was one of their fellow officers, they should have sourced this out to a different department to investigate.
And I'm shocked they didn't.
Get-go.
And that's why it looks like a cover-up. Like, we'll handle this. We'll do this. It's like, yeah. No, guys, you shouldn't do this. Even if you think, you know, we're going to do this because it's our buddy. I don't think they saw that coming, that it can be looked very much as a conspiracy as well. Especially when you're not doing your job correctly. Had they done this damn thing by the book, you wouldn't have any conspiracy issues. They couldn't argue that he went into the house and got beat up and the dog ate his arm and all this other shit. Had you just done your freaking jobs, there'd be no room for the argument. But because you didn't, here we are. Now, does that make it fair game to harass these people or ruin their life? No, not at all. No. Especially their family and their friends that have nothing to do with this. But it certainly should be looked at in terms of your career, in terms of you being a competent officer of the law. And clearly Proctor, they did. And bye-bye. Enjoy working at the now defunct Family Videos. It's really sad. But all of this could have been so prevented. So here we are. We're about to go on to the next trial. Unless the Supreme Court weighs in, which I highly doubt they will. You'd be changing such a principle of law if they were to allow this.
And don't forget too, I'd like to correct something I said in yesterday's episode. I said that her case was going to begin on Tuesday. Lori Vallow is beginning on Tuesday. Karen Reed begins Monday. So okay. As this airs, her court case is going to proceed.
All right.
Same day. So time's up, really.
Like that high-pitched thing there, that was kind of fun. Todd taught me that. Todd Michaels, who's on our ghost shows. So here we go. Into Karen Reed, part deuce. We will see what happens. We will have the court audio for you on our podcast channel. And of course, if you're on YouTube, the audio will be there for you as well. So you can listen to the trial as you're driving around, whatever, torture your family with it. Remember how your parents would sometimes torture you with the music they'd listen to? Torture your children with a Karen Reed trial. They'll look back later and thank you. And you'll also have a lot of therapy bills to pay too. So anyway, press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of that. We have the Trial of Karen Reed channel as well. If you just want to follow the trial itself, it is over there. Do that. Let us know what you think in the comments. And here we go. Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy couple of weeks with Karen.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. He was charming, handsome, a devoted husband, a doting father. When his wife died tragically in a freak accident, everyone pitied him. He played the role so well, grieving widower, devastated, single dad, just trying to put the pieces back together. But the thing about perfect men, they're usually hiding something. And this one was hiding everything. The affair, the insurance policy, the other wife in another state who had no idea she was married to a walking crime scene. If she had only subscribed to True Crime Today, Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, she could have listened to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi ad-free. And before everyone else, she could have seen through the lies. She could have gotten out while she still had the chance. Instead, she's just another case we'll be covering next week. Don't be her. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's
social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.